Hello again, friends. This is Brother Billy coming back to you by way of radio. And I'm so thankful to be here today talking to you and preaching the Word of God to you. Last week, we talked about thoughts and their fruit. And today, I want to talk about the heart and getting closer to God. You know, I believe with all my heart that we're living below our privileges, friends. God is the King of glory and a creator of all things. And we're His children and His heirs. And we're living in a time when we as a church want and need to see more done. There are people in our midst that need to be healed. The world is dying in sin and needs to be saved. So many things need to be done. But where is that man or that woman who can rise up and say, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me? Where is that man or that woman in whom the gifts of the Spirit operate? Children of God, we know that we're serving a God with whom nothing is impossible. He's the one who made the earth and the stars and hung them out. He's the one that told the sea to come this far and no farther. He's the God that sent His only begotten Son to die for us. But why can't we get greater things done? Why can't we get a hold of God more than we do? Can we blame God? Can we point our finger at God and say, Lord, why are you withholding these good things from us? Oh, children, we can't blame God. You know, if God had His way, I believe with all my heart that we'd all be closer to Him than we are. Listen to the Word of God in James, the 4th chapter. I want to read, starting at the 6th verse. Listen to what He said. But He giveth more grace, wherefore He saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. Oh, thank God. Friends, oh, how we need to get closer to God. You know, I know if a man or a woman has the Spirit of God that they're His children, they are His child. But friends, and children of God, there's a closer walk. There's a place close to God's heart that few in our time have ever reached. And you know today that we've got the same Spirit of God that old Peter and John had. The same Spirit that Paul had. Oh, thank God. Somebody might say, oh, Peter and him was so much greater than all, but we've got the same Spirit. But I know, you know, that it seemed that they had a closer walk with God. And I wonder sometimes why. I've thought about it and thought about it. What did they do different than we're doing? And you know, I believe with all my heart that the answer to that is that they were sold out to God. I believe that there's a place that we can attain to that few people have reached. But if we reach it, friends, we'll have to be sold out to God. Oh, thank God. It's going to take putting more into this than we ever have been up to now. It's going to take more than we've been willing to do up to now. We can't expect God to just pour the gifts out to us because we're His children. He told us to covet earnestly the best gifts. We've got something to do, friends. If we put forth that effort, if we try, He tells us here in James, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Oh, thank God. How can we draw nigh? Listen, friends, the answer to everything is in God's Word. Listen to what Jesus said. He said, He that hungereth and thirsteth after righteousness shall be filled. Oh, that's talking to us, children. That's talking to us. Hunger for Him, thirst after Him. And you know, hunger, that word hunger means a need or a strong desire. And thirst is a strong desire or a craving. And that's how we can draw nigh. That's how we need. That's what we need to do. We can draw nigh by desiring and craving the things of God. We've got too many people that are just satisfied. Oh, thank God. When you're just kind of satisfied, Satan's not too much worried over you. You know, if you just struggle to tread water and keep your head above the water line, Satan's already lost you, but he's not too worried about you causing him any more problems. Oh, but if you're sold out to God, oh, thank God, then Satan fears and trembles. Glory to God. If one of God's children gets that desire and that determination deep down in their soul to grasp hold of the deep things of God, and then they begin to do without some of the things of this world, they begin to spend more time in prayer. They begin to fast. They begin to be determined that nothing is going to keep them from a closer walk with God. Oh, friend, when that person comes to that place where they're putting all their time and effort into being part of that bunch that turned the world upside down. You know, one time Paul and him went into a city, and some of the people run to the elders and said, "They that have turned the world upside down have come unto us." Oh, friends, how many people have said that about you? I want to be part of that bunch that turns the world upside down. Don't you today? Oh, thank God. Glory to God. Oh, ain't it good to feel the Spirit of God? Listen, oh, when you get to that place that you want to be part of that bunch that turns the world upside down, oh, then the devils in hell begin to tremble. Oh, they know that person is going to receive power with God. They know that person is going to stir things up. Oh, children of God, let's get that determination today. I'm not satisfied. Are you? I'm not. I want a closer walk with God. You know, I've been on the way for about 25 years now, and I thank God that I'm still on the way. I thank God that I've overcome Satan up to this time, and I've battled him many times, and I've overcome him by the grace of God, and I thank God that I'm still one of his children. Oh, but I want a closer walk with the Lord. Oh, I want to see more done, friends, don't you? Oh, I hope and pray that this is causing you to want a closer walk with God. How can we gain that closer walk? Oh, what could we do? Listen to his word. Listen to what he said. Submit yourselves therefore to God. That's the first thing. Friends, we got to submit to God. How do you do that? How do you do that? Oh, the way you do it is to obey him. To walk in the light as he is in the light. To obey him, nothing more and nothing less. And all that sounds so easy, friends. And it is. It really is. If we want to do it, it really is easy. Oh, thank God. Just obey him. The word of God, Jesus said in one place, "Why call you me Lord and do not the things I say?" Just obey God. If you want to submit yourselves to him, obey him. And the word of God not only said that, another place it said, submit yourselves one to another. And you know, for a man to submit himself one to another and to God, he's going to have to get a little humbleness about it. Going to have to lay down some of his ways. And friends, I tell you what, if we begin to do that, Satan will begin to tremble. Down there, oh, he'll begin to shudder when he looks and sees that we're seeking out of that closer walk with God. You know, there's a song that says, "Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Take me and make me what you'd have me to be." Oh, thank God. Thank God. Bless his holy name. Submit to God. Let him be your all. Let him have the preeminence in your life. Next thing, after you submit yourself to God, listen to what he said. The next thing he said was, "Resist the devil and he'll flee from you." Now that don't mean he won't come back, but when he does, resist him again and he'll flee again. Oh, if you try to draw nigh to God, he's going to throw a fit and he's going to fight you every step of the way. But resist him, friend. Hold on. Resist him. Rewards will be worth the effort. Oh, just keep resisting. He'll fight, but friends, he that's in you is greater than he that's in the world. Fight him. fight it with everything you got. Oh, just imagine. If you can draw nigh enough to God and He can draw nigh enough to you, friends, oh, how good it'd be to have that power and that favor with God. Oh, thank God. Listen, God loves us. He won't withhold any good thing. The Word of God tells us that He won't withhold any good thing from us. But friends, we'll have to want it. We'll have to want it. His Word says you have not because you asked not. It'll have to be our desire, friends, to serve Him. We'll have to want Him in our life more than anything. Oh, thank God. Somebody say, well, I've got Him in my life. Yeah, but have you got Him deep in your life? Have you got over into the deep things of God? We'll have to want it more than anything. Listen, friends, we've got to try to draw nigh to God. And oh, sometimes, let me read a little bit more here. Let me read this again. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts. Now, I know that we're not, if a man's got salvation, he's not a sinner. But all friends, listen, there's more for us in God's ways. There's a deep walk in God that we're not getting. And friends, we need to purify our hearts. We need to as the Word of God said here, purify your hearts, you double-minded. A man that's double-minded, James said over in the first chapter, need not expect anything. We need to get a hold of that faith of God. Oh, thank God. Faith makes everything possible, but it don't make it easy. Oh, friends, listen. I said before, if you feed your faith, your doubts will starve to death. You've got to work after this thing and get a hold of that faith of God. Cleanse your heart. Purify your mind. Get rid of that double mind. Have your mind and your heart made up that you're going to please God, that you're going to get a hold of Him, and that you're not going to allow Satan to cheat you out of that deeper walk that belongs to us. Oh, listen, thank God. Bless the Lord. Listen to what He said here. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Oh, friends, thank God. Listen. Oh, let's let our laughter and our foolishness and our carrying on be turned into mourning. Listen to His Word. Friends, if we want to draw nigh to God, we'll lay aside things that hinder our progress toward Him. Do you know that we can sacrifice for God? And you know what a sacrifice is? It's something you like or love. If you don't like it and you lay it down, that's not a sacrifice. Make sacrifices for God. Look around. See what you can do. You know, watching TV may not keep you out of heaven, but do you know if you turn it off, if you sacrifice it, and you pray and search God's Word, you can receive power with God. All the little frivolous things that we do, the cares of this life that we allow ourselves to be entangled with, sacrifice them for God, friends. All those things that keep you at home when church is going on, sacrifice them for God. Those things that you feel are no harm, sacrifice them for God. Then when the blinded are brought in, or the lame, or just the afflicted, then you'll be in shape to pray the prayer of faith. Oh, friends, I can see so much in this. We need to draw nigh to God, friends. Oh, thank God. Bless His holy name. I'm so thankful for what I feel. Listen to what He said. I tell you what. If we'll just listen to God's Word, the answer for everything is in there. Do you know when we begin to lay aside these weights that hold us back, our hearts will get heavy with a burden of prayer. You know, we'll begin to search out ways to please God. The tears will flow like rain from our eyes. Oh, friends, listen. Glory to God. When we get that burden of prayer to where we can get over there and spend some time on our knees, I ain't talking about 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. I'm talking about 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, getting over into the Spirit of God and praying, friend. When that happens, the tears will flow like rain from our eyes. Then we can begin to have that power with God that we're lacking. Oh, listen to His Word. Listen to what He said. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. Oh, thank God. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Lay down your ways and your thoughts. Oh, thank God. I believe He said, your ways are not my ways, and neither are your thoughts my thoughts. Oh, thank God, friend. How we need to lay down our ways and seek to please God. How we need to lay down our ways and our thoughts and all, just turn ourselves totally over to God and let Him be the potter and us be the clay. Oh, friends, the vessel can't say to the potter that I don't want to be this or that. The clay is just in the potter's hands, whatever He wants to do with it. And that's the way we need to be with God. Let Him be the potter and us be the clay. Oh, I know, I tell you, I know that these things that I'm talking probably don't interest some of you. You're satisfied right where you are. Oh, but I tell you, if you've got that desire to draw nigh to God, this will thrill your soul just like it does mine. You know, if we want to draw nigh to God, we won't let the things of the world hinder us. Oh, I'm so proud of the ways of God and what I can feel in my heart today. I know there are people out there listening to me who want to draw closer to God, who want to see the miracles and the wonders of God manifested today. And those people, oh, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to hold on, to pray for revival among God's people. You know, when you say revival, folks think of having services for the lost, but you can't revive the dead. We need to revive the church. Some of the definitions of revival are a bringing or coming back into use. Another one is to restore the vigor or activity. And another one is a stirring up of religious faith. Boy, I tell you, if those aren't the things that we need, I don't know what is. Oh, thank God. We need to be brought back into use. We need to be restored to vigor. Oh, we need to be stirred up in our religious faith, friends. We need to pray for revival in God's church. We need to stir it up of His people. We need to get that desire in our hearts to not just skim the surface of God's ways, but go deep into the things of God to find out the unsearchable riches, to reach the deepest depths of God. We're in a battle, friends, and anything less than our best won't be good enough. Oh, it'll take all we can do to overcome and enter into that rest. Don't give in. Stand toe-to-toe with the enemy and fight the battle. The rewards will be worth the effort, friend. Oh, I tell you how good it is. Oh, how good it is to feel God today. Listen, I want to turn over here and read a little bit out of the 12th chapter of Hebrews. I want you to listen to what the Word of God said. It said, wherefore, that means for this reason, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Oh, thank God. Friends, we must lay aside every weight, everything that would hinder us. Everything we must lay aside. And you know, Paul said, sin we are compassed about. In other words, surrounded with so great a cloud of witnesses. And what were those witnesses? What were they? Oh, I tell you, I feel the Lord. Oh, it's so good to feel Him. It's so good today and know that we're one of God's children. Listen, I want to go back and read some in the 11th chapter. And this is God's Hall of Fame. You know, they have a baseball Hall of Fame and a football Hall of Fame and all. This is God's. Oh, thank God. Glory to God. This is God's Hall of Fame. And you know what it is? It's faith. Oh, it's faith, friend. Faith. Oh, it's faith. Listen, I tell you what, I don't know if I got time to read the whole thing, but I'm sure I ain't got time. I don't even know where to start. And everything in here, this is God's Hall of Fame. Now listen, I think I'll just try it anyway. Listen, I can't read. I'm going to try. Starting the first verse of the 11th chapter. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Friends, we got to keep hoping and keep holding on. When even when we can't see it out there, it's still there. Listen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Oh, friends, we weren't there, but by faith, we know that that's what happened. We've got faith. Satan tells us we ain't, but we have. Listen, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it he being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Oh, listen to this. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. It had never rained, and Noah thought it was going to rain 40 days and 40 nights. He built that ark by faith. And listen, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith, also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. And these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Oh, this is God's heroes. Listen, that faith of God. Faith, friends. Faith gives us everything that we need, but it don't necessarily make it easy to obtain it. Listen, by faith, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped leaning up on the top of his staff. Oh, when he was leaving this old world, friends, he was still worshiping God. Glory to God. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Oh, thank God, could have had everything he wanted, but listen, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, the sand to do, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, listen, friend, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to fly at the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trials of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sown asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Oh, friends, that's that great cloud of witness that we're compassed about with. Oh, friends, listen. Thank God. They did without. They were killed. All the awful ways that they died. They did it all because they were determined to stay true to God. Friends, can we make it with any less determination? Can we make it being lukewarm like the church at Laodicea? Oh, friends, that won't get it. Oh, if we stay in that condition, sooner or later, we'll go back out into the world. But if we're determined to draw nigh to God, if we set our face to Him and don't give up. Oh, you know, one time Daniel set his face to God, and he prayed for 21 days. And when that angel, when Michael come, he said, "The day that you set your face to God, I started." He said, "But I was hindered on the way." What if he'd quit on the 20th day, just one day early? He probably would have never gotten the answer. Hold on, friends. Hold on. Don't give up. Don't give up. Be determined, and God will be there to lift you up. I've run out of time, and I'd like to talk more about this 11th chapter, but I've run out of time. Pray, friends, that God will help us to draw nigh to Him so that He can draw nigh to us, and we can see the power of God among His people. Till next time, this is Brother Billy saying I love you, and I pray to God that He'll keep your hearts and minds, and let the peace of God that passes all understanding keep you till we meet again.